Last time on Jonathan Park and the Explorers Society.
We're getting more requests for Creation Response Team than ever before, but we just can't do it.
Kendall, in the meeting today, Henry made it quite clear that we're broke.
I think we've raised just enough money to cover the expenses for a trip to Niagara Falls.
Behind me is one of the most amazing natural wonders of the world, Niagara Falls. Make sure to join me right here on Friday for a thrill you'll never forget.
Do you know what this man is planning to do?
No. What?
He's going to jet ski over Niagara Falls and then parachute to the river below.
What in the world was that?
The elevator stopped.
Great. We're stuck in here.
Oh, no. Oh, got it. Hello?
This is a warning. If Jack Zane does his stunt, your team will suffer the consequences.
What happened?
I don't believe it. He's down.
He fell.
Jack, get up.
Oh, no. We're going to watch him get sucked over the falls.
And now, part two of Jonathan Park and the Explorers Society.
Dad, we have to do something. He's headed right for the falls.
Wayne, any ideas?
No. Wait, there's a self-inflatable raft in the back of the truck. It has an electric trolling motor, but it'd be no match for currents.
How about rope?
Yes, there's about 500 feet on the floor of the truck.
Boys, get in the back of the truck. Jonathan, get in the cab with me. Everyone, turn on your communicator watches.
Yes. Got it.
Boys, work together to spread the raft out in the bed of the truck. Then, Eddie, I want you to look out for a pull ring. Be careful not to get knocked out of the truck. It will inflate in about 15 seconds.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mike, when it's inflated, I want you to attach the electric trolling motor. Do you know how?
Yes, I got it.
Jonathan, pass that rope back through your window to Thad.
Yes, sir.
Thad, Jonathan's handing the rope out to you.
The raft's inflated.
Jonathan, I've got the rope.
Be careful.
Thad, tie one end of the rope to the front of the raft. Boy Scout tight.
Dodge apart. Trolling end is attached.
Dad, now we're further downstream than Jack.
We want to catch him as he goes by. Let's go. Everyone grab a corner of that raft and get it down to the river now.
Yeah.
Timmy, tie the loose end of the rope to the bumper of the truck.
All right, here, got it.
All right, I'm going to get into the raft. When I give you the signal, I want you all to give me a hard shove out into the river.
All right. Yes, sir.
Jonathan, once I have him, pull us back with the truck. Can you do it, son?
Yes.
Here he comes. Should we push?
Not yet. No. No. Now!
You ready, son?
I love you. Be careful.
Jack! Jack! Over here! I can't make it to you!
Yes, you can! Report me!
We're too close! We're going over!
No, we're not! Grab my hand!
Jonathan, go!
It's working! Jonathan's pulling them towards shore!
Hello?
Gilbert, Jack Zane was almost killed. This is just out of control.
Dave, it's not that simple anymore. At first, it was a great publicity stunt, but now there's a lot of money tied up in this. Jack keeps his parachute with him at the campground. Tonight, I'm gonna create a diversion and switch his parachute for a fake.
What? You're gonna end up killing him.
Hey, if he jet skis over those falls before me, then all of my sponsorships will be lost. We're talking over $1 million.
Hey, George, is it getting too dark to shoot?
No, I think we're all right. Why do they call this Whirlpool State Park?
Well, after the falls, the river continues flowing through the Niagara Gorge until it comes to this giant pool and bend in the river.
It's a beautiful backdrop for the video. Okay, I'm rolling.
Well, we're here just above the whirlpool, about 2 miles downstream from the falls. Now, if you look here above me, you'll notice this very hard rock layer called the Lockport Dolomite. And below it is a softer layer known as the Rochester Shale. These two layers stretch along the entire 7-mile path cut by Niagara Falls. The harsh waters eroded the soft shale out from under the hard dolomite. This left hard sections of this dolomite sticking out with nothing to support it, and eventually ice cracked off large chunks. This has been the process that's been working for thousands of years to move the falls from their original location to where they are now. In their present location with a 90-foot dolomite layer, we had determined that the falls were able to cut through 4 to 5 feet per year. But look at the dolomite above me here down the river. It's only 45 feet, half as thick. This would seem to indicate that the falls were moving much faster in the past. Although we do need to do more investigation, if we start with 7,000 to 9,000 years, based on the current rate of erosion, and then consider all these other factors, it does seem to cut the time way down. Some creation scientists believe that these factors shorten the age right down to 4,400 years, right around the time of the worldwide flood. But I think much more research needs to be done.
And that's a take.
All right, let's pack up and we better get back to camp.
I can't believe we missed all the action today.
Yes, but it was nice to take a break and just enjoy the babies, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
You should have seen Dad. It was an amazing rescue.
Yes, bet.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Oh, hello.
Sorry about that. I just wanted to say thanks again for saving my life.
Not a problem.
It seems I've underestimated this team of yours.
We owe you an apology for the arrogant and overbearing way we ramrodded your team. Hey, Jack, is that your parachute?
Hey, I'm risking my life on this thing. It's packed just right, so I don't want to leave it out of my sight.
Hey, who wants to touch the parachute the famous Jack Zane will use to conquer Niagara Falls?
I do! Wait, Ryan, he's just kidding.
Now watch it there, kid.
Uh-oh. Oh, Ryan, he got marshmallow on it. Oh, no.
I'm sorry, sir.
It was just an accident.
Won't you join us for a few minutes?
Oh, yes. Grab a seat around the fire. So tell us about the Explorer Society.
Well, in 1850, a Frenchman by the name of Pasha Auguste Mariette formed the Service for the Conservation of Antiquities.
This group made some of the most brilliant archaeological discoveries of the mysteries of ancient Egypt.
Two brothers from America, the Kolbs, who longed for thrills and adventure, joined the conservation. And while in Egypt, these two fell in love with the adventure of discovery and eventually began to work on their own. Three more Americans joined their team.
They became well-known, traveling the world, making important scientific discoveries. And since there have always been five on the team, before passing the team on to younger men, the Cole brothers formed a board of directors to oversee and to choose new members whenever needed.
The Explorer Society has made some of the most noteworthy scientific discoveries in the world.
Wow.
And to this very day, wherever there is a need of dangerous discoveries for the advancement of science, they call on the Explorer Society.
Huh.
So, I think I can speak for all of us when I say that we are all honored to serve in the tradition of this team.
Absolutely.
That's right.
By way of introduction, I'm the team leader, Dr. Shannon Hunt. I have a PhD in marine biology and was fortunate to have been able to have led many underwater expeditions.
And what about you?
I'm Dr. Daniel Priest. I'm just a lowly professor of geology.
He has a PhD in geology, and that lowly college he taught at was Yale.
Wow.
Dr. Priest is our, do I dare say, religious consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we call him by his last name, Priest. And I'm Mariah Meadows. My master's degree is in zoology, but my passion is protecting natural habitats.
That's great.
And to my right here is Jack Zane, and even though he drives us all crazy, we all love him. He's a very important part of the team.
Oh, thanks, Mariah. We all love you, too.
Uh-huh.
I'm the only one on the team who's not a scientist. I'm a guide and a former ranger in search and rescue. And after this morning, I'm embarrassed to say, an expert in survival skills.
Jack has spent his life climbing the highest peaks, spelunking in the deepest caves, tracking lost people, flying helicopters into the deepest jungle,
wow,
and most recently, floating down a river toward the most dangerous waterfalls.
Good job. Well, that leaves me, Glenn West, PhD, paleontology. Kendall, I think you've also heard of me. I followed in your position at the Montana Museum of Fossil History. I worked with Marcel Dubois. I've heard a lot of good and some, well, interesting things about you, but I've got to hand it to you. Some of the finds I'm noted for were based on your research. Yeah, it's good to finally meet you. I hope there's no hard feelings.
Well, you know, it's been a struggle to put all that in the hands of God. But I'm on the other side of it. So I can honestly say it's good to meet you, too. And contrary to popular belief, I am still of sound mind and body. More so than I was when I worked for the museum.
And that leaves me. I'm Dwayne. I'm a producer for the Nature Adventure Channel. I'm on assignment following these guys on the road for 6 weeks and making a documentary about them. It's been pretty amazing.
Wow.
You guys are some religious team or something, right?
Actually, we're the creation response team. Romans 10:14 says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" Our goal is to get the message out about the Creator.
Highly interesting. As young Earth creationists, how do you deal with the fact that Niagara Falls, at 12,000 years, is much older than the young Earth age required by your interpretation of the Bible?
Well, the original age of the falls were falsely determined by Charles Lyell, using his uniformitarian ideas, as being 35,000 years.
Well, that is true, but Lyell was proven wrong long ago. Science has long left behind simple uniformitarianism, and now we understand our world through actualism.
What's actualism?
Well, Jonathan, do you remember how Lyell said that processes operating in the present are the key to understanding the past?
Yes.
Actualism, instead, says the geologic record is the product of both natural catastrophes and slow, gradual processes. So, when it comes to Niagara Falls, evolutionists agree that there have been past events or conditions that have led to a changing rate of erosion by the falls.
Bravo, Dr. Park.
But, Daniel, your date of 12,000 years is still based on uniformitarian thinking.
I believe you're incorrect on that point.
Well, then tell me how you know that Niagara Falls is 12,000 years old.
Well, the first is by carbon dating.
And how does carbon dating work?
When a plant or animal dies, the carbon-14 begins to break down into nitrogen-14. Mm-hmm. Since this rate is consistent, we know the original concentration of C14 in the environment. We can then determine the age of any particular fossil.
Well, there was your uniformitarian assumption. If there have been unknown changes in the past, like a worldwide flood, it would throw off your calibrated dates. Also, it's important to point out that different plants and animals, like shellfish, take in differing amounts of carbon-14 than others. This problem has been demonstrated by carbon dating live shellfish that came out to hundreds of years old. So, to me, it seems that you're in the same boat as Lyell. You are using uniformitarian assumptions that may be wrong. It seems that it would be better to base the dates solely on observable evidence instead of partially on assumptions.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. You see, 18,000 years ago, this area was covered by ice sheets from the Ice Age. When they melted, it created a massive flow from Lake Erie all the way to Lake Ontario, which created the original falls. That began the long path of erosion.
What if instead there was a catastrophic worldwide flood, and that flood led to the onset of an ice age? Instead of long periods of time, the flood model condenses it into a very short time and can still account for the carvings of the Great Lake basins, the effects of an ice age, and mass erosion.
We can create two different models based on the same evidence.
Well, I agree. So now the question is, whose theory is based on truth? And I would say that the geological evidence from around the world matches what we would expect to see if there had been a worldwide flood. And further, it agrees with the scriptures, which are the source of truth.
Wow. Guys, that was kind of exciting. The clash of worldviews. It's not often that you hear both sides fighting over the same site.
The trash can's on fire!
Quick, we need to get water. Don't get too close.
Oh, dear!
Stand back!
Watch out!
How did this trash can catch on fire?
Oh, it smells like this can's been drenched with lighter fluid. Someone set this fire on purpose.
I thought I saw a man run through our camp.
What, honey?
Out of the corner of my eye, I thought I saw someone grab the parachute and run away.
Sure.
Oh, my pack? Oh, wait. It's still here.
What's that?
It's another threat.
Oh, my God.
Jack Zane, I want to give you fair warning that your life is on the line. Stop your ludicrous stunt now, or you will die.
Look, for now, I think it's time to just head back to our campsite.
Good night, everybody. It was good meeting you.
Good night.
Good night.
Well.
Later.
Good morning, Dad.
Hey, son, you're up too, huh?
Hello, guys. Hey, look who's coming.
Dwayne woke us up this morning and said he needed to talk to all of us.
He's been giddy with excitement.
I talked with the president of Nature Adventure Channel last night. Last night, when I saw the two teams together, it hit me. What if we send the two teams out to compete against one another in the field?
But what if we don't want to do this?
Exactly.
The loser of each week's episode will be awarded $50,000.
Wow.
And the winner will make $100,000. The winner of the overall 5 weeks will win a bonus of $500,000.
We're going to need to pray about it.
And I'll need to talk to our board of directors.
All right. We'll meet back here at 2 o'clock so both teams can give me your answers.
Okay. See you in a little bit.
All right.
Okay, you're off. Enjoy your ride.
Thank you.
Hey, okay, thank you.
Oh, how fun. I wanted to do this aerocar tram ride ever since we got here.
Me too.
This is going to be kind of exciting, dangling over the whirlpool like this.
Okay, we'll be ready to roll in just a minute.
So, Dad, what do you think about the offer to do the TV show?
Jesse, I think all of us are appalled by modern TV and are certainly not looking to be stars. But on the other hand, the more I'm thinking about it, what has been the purpose of our creation response team?
To get the creation message out to the public.
Millions would hear about the scientific evidence for the creator.
All right, I'm ready to roll.
Hello, this is Jonathan Park again with my father, Dr. Kendall Park, as we hover above the whirlpool in an aero car tram. Dad, how would you go about dating the age of the Niagara Falls?
Well, Jonathan, there have been some serious challenges to carbon dating, and the long-age scenarios don't take into account the possibility of a worldwide flood that would radically shorten the timescale of many geological processes around the world. So I would suggest that the best way to date the falls would be to recreate what happened here, and much of that is investigating how the falls eroded.
Earlier in this video, we discussed the erosion rate here at Niagara Falls.
Quite a few years back, engineers took several steps to stop, for the most part, the erosion here at the falls. Before that time, it was measured that these falls were traveling 4 to 5 feet a year. Using only this rate of erosion, the falls would date to about 7,000 to 9,000 years. However, we also found out that the hard dolomite layer was half as thick for a long stretch of the gorge. That would cut the age way down, in my opinion.
As we travel along this tram, we are just above the section of water known as the whirlpool.
Jonathan, it appears that when the falls made their way here, it encountered a channel of very soft material that was at a right angle from its previous course. Now, some believe that this section of the gorge was carved in a matter of weeks or days instead of hundreds or thousands of years. Again, this would reduce the age of the falls.
How would the worldwide flood affect the rate of erosion?
Jonathan, after the flood and following the ice age, it would be plausible that the river contained much more sediment, and these abrasives would also have sped up the rate of erosion.
So, exactly how old do you think the falls are?
Well, Jonathan, if these factors bear themselves out, then the age of Niagara Falls is much younger than 7,000 years. But at this point, we have to be honest. There are so many things that we still need to understand about Niagara Falls and the complex interplay of all these processes. But I can say this with confidence. The evidence from Niagara Falls has in no way stood opposed to the biblical account as Charles Lyell once claimed. As we learn more about this fascinating area, I'm convinced that it will, like so many other places, confirm the Genesis account.
Cut. That was perfect.
In just a few more minutes, we'll be coming into the station.
And then we need to get back to camp.
Well, hi, Jesse.
Oh, hello, Dr. Hunt. Where's everyone else?
They're on their way.
So, Dr. Hunt, what's it like being the leader of the Explorer Society?
Well, I've gotten to explore the deepest mysteries of the Earth, and even though they drive me crazy, I've shared it all with a team that I've come to love. So how about you? What's it like being on the Creation Response Team?
I've enjoyed seeing new places, making new discoveries, and especially working with my family. But there's been something special about investigating God's world and giving Him glory for His power and creativity. And then knowing it's being used by the Creator for eternal purposes, to change lives, it's all pretty overwhelming. I can't describe the feeling of complete purpose and fulfillment.
Jesse, I guess I don't quite understand what you mean. Is it a sense of a job well done?
Well, no, it's knowing that I was created for a purpose and fulfilling my role of one of God's children to give Him glory. It's like what it says in Ephesians 2:10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Hey, hey, the gang's all here.
I hope you haven't been waiting.
No, we're just getting here ourselves.
Oh,
okay, everyone, it's time for the decision.
Dwayne, now listen. We want the freedom to talk about our Creator with no restrictions and no editing out our references to the Bible or our faith. And secondly, we don't want any part of this if there's going to be anything immoral or suggestive in any way connected to the show or its publicity.
Understood. I agree to all of that.
All right, then. Count the Creation Response Team in.
Yay!
Good. Explorer Society?
I just heard from the board of directors. They gave us the thumbs up.
Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations on the future number one rated TV show of next season.
Here, here.
Speaking of ratings, look at the time, Dwayne.
Oh, that's right. We need to get you to the falls.
Ryan, come here, honey.
Hi, Mom.
He wants to take a picture with you since you saved him from the river yesterday. Do you have just a moment?
Oh, sure. Come here, Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Look at the camera.
Okay, ready? One, two, three, and... Got it.
Thank you, Mr. Zane.
No problem. All right, everyone. I'm going over the edge at 5 o'clock sharp, and you're all invited. Ready, Dwayne?
Yes, sir. I've got the jet ski in the back of the truck. Grab your chute, and let's go make some history.
Ah, now that is cold water. You want a drink?
Oh, no, thank you. Dad, I've heard some people say that Niagara Falls is important in proving the age of the Earth.
Well, yes and no. Neither evolutionists nor creationists believe that the falls date back to the very beginning of the Earth.
Okay, so what about the yes?
Well, since the falls cannot be older than the Earth, an old age would challenge the biblical account. But as we've discovered, there has been no convincing evidence that the falls are older. Old dates have been the assumptions of faulty uniformitarian theories, or the result of old age scenarios that deny the worldwide flood.
Dad, it makes me feel sorry for the Christians of Lyell's time who abandoned their confidence in the Bible.
And what's even sadder is that Christians are still doing that today. For some reason, they want to accept man's faulty theories over the infallible Word of God. How much better to just trust in God's Word? In the end, it will always be shown to be true.
Well, Kendall, Jonathan, if we're going to make it to the falls in time to see Jack, we better go.
Oh, you are so right. Can you help me gather everyone so we can hit the road?
I sure can.
Son, this is hard for all of us, but now is when we need to be strong.
Dad, I love you. I'm so sorry.
You and I will need to stay here for a couple of months to take care of your grandmother. I need you right now, so please, tell the team I'll pick you up at the campground first thing before they head home.
Yes, sir.
I love you, son. See you in the morning.
I love you too, Dad. Bye.
Mike, come on, we need to go.
I'm in here, Mrs. Park.
Mike, what's wrong?
I just found out that my grandpa died.
Oh, Mike. Oh, I'm so sorry. Here, let me give you a big hug.
Ryan, Martha, what are you doing? If we don't hurry, we're going to miss Jack's jump.
Jim, look at the display on my camera.
Yes, it's Ryan's picture with Jack. Come on, let's go.
I just happened to notice something odd about Jack's parachute in this picture.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's his.
Martha, what are you talking about?
Jim, remember Ryan got white marshmallow hands all over Jack's parachute pack. But look at this picture. It's not here.
What's going on?
Ryan, there's only one reason to switch parachutes, and that's if one doesn't work. Last night you thought you saw a man run through our sight. Which way did he go?
He went right past this bush.
There are TV networks and reporters everywhere. We're going to capture this from every angle.
Oh, right on.
Jack, the Canadians have got a rescue boat below, just in case.
Dwayne, if I don't make it, a rescue boat ain't gonna do much good.
Jack Zane, boy, it's a pleasure to meet you. My son thinks you're a real hero.
Oh, no, Jack!
Okay, buddy, it's showtime. Wish you luck.
Dwayne, thanks for your help. See you on the other side, eh?
Jack, wait! Jack, wait!
Come on!
Somebody stop him! Jack Zane, turn around! It's Jim Brennan!
Jim, what are you doing here? I'm about to go!
Jack, praise the Lord, you heard me.
What? What are you doing with my parachute?
Last night, someone switched them.
What? You've got to be kidding.
No.
Wow, look at this. This pack looks exactly the same, but there wasn't even a real parachute in here. How'd you know?
The marshmallow stains.
What? My life was just saved by marshmallows. Oh, Jim, I owe you guys twice for my life.
Jack, it was the Lord.
Aye. Jim, I gotta go.
I'm praying for you, Jack.
To victory!
Victory!
just like it. Come on, baby.
Yes!
All right, 60 feet, 40 feet, 20 feet.
Here we go! Blast off! Whoa! Parachute, parachute! Yes!
You've been listening to Jonathan Park and the Explorers Society. Although the story is fictitious, many of our adventures are based on real places, historical events, or scientific discoveries. To learn more about Jonathan Park and evidence for creation, please visit our website at jonathanpark.com. You'll also find additional resources that will help you see and understand how science is in complete agreement with God's Word. That's jonathanpark.com. Make sure to join us next time as the Creation Response Team competes against the Explorer Society as they investigate a site that holds secrets of our origin in Jonathan Park and the Battle of the Worldviews.
Until next time, this is Dr. Kendall Park reminding you, this is our Father's world. God created it. We can explore it. So live the adventure.